Tuesday, the 25th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, next week, Tuesday, is what day? It's Shrove Tuesday. That's the day before Ash Wednesday, right? So, why is it called Shrove Tuesday? That's quite an odd name, isn't it? Shrove Tuesday is an old English word. It's a very old English word, and it's really the end of what used to be called Shrove Tide. So we're in Shrove Tide now, which is the pre-Lent preparation period. So we're in that time now. And many people used to go to confession, and then they would receive absolution, and then they go and do a penance. And that whole process was sometimes called to shrive, from which we get Shrove Tuesday. These are old English words. We don't use shrive or shrove anymore in ordinary language, excepting when we're talking about Shrove Tuesday. But it's really about preparing our hearts for Lent. So some of you may like to go to confession this week, and then you may like to go again in Lent as well. So there's that very old history of preparing before Lent, getting our hearts ready. Something else is associated. Well, two other things are associated with Shrove Tuesday. The one is Carnival. Now, Carnival, if we translate it directly into English, actually means farewell to meat. It doesn't mean going and having lots of fun at Carnival City. It means farewell to meat. And why was that? It was because Lent used to be a time where people chose not to eat meat for the whole period of Lent. And some of us may want to do that. Or we may want to think about having days in Lent, like on the Fridays where we remember Good Friday, where we just eat a vegetarian meal. That's what Pope Benedict suggested. He suggested that not only should we not eat meat, we should give the oceans a chance to recover and not eat fish. And if all the Catholics in the world did that every Friday, it would have a real impact on the planet. So you might want to think about that. So, Shrove Tuesday. The other thing, of course, that you may have come across is the tradition of making pancakes and maybe having some friends over and sharing pancakes. And we get this tradition from Judaism. We get it from the Jewish tradition of getting rid of all of the leaven in the house. So in a Jewish house, as they come up towards Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which of course is where you remember that Easter and Passover happen at the same time in the scriptures. It's the same festival. The Christian festival picks up a lot of the themes of Easter. And one of the things you will have in a Jewish household is as you run up to that, they try to use up all the last scraps of flour in the house. And the best way to use up scraps of flour is to make pancakes. And that kind of filters down into our Christian tradition. So this is the time to check. Do we remember how to make pancakes? Maybe you remember Granny's pancakes. My Granny Joan, who, if she was alive now, would be like 110. She had a wonderful pancake recipe, which always works out perfectly. She used to take four tablespoons of flour, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 egg, and a little dash of milk, oil, and water, and she used to whisk them all together, and that's how she made pancakes. And it's a very easy recipe. Anyone can do it. And you'll find recipes on the web or in a cookbook, or Granny remembers them. So it's traditional to have pancakes for supper for Shrove Tuesday. If you want to have savory pancakes, don't put the sugar in. And if you want sweet pancakes, you can put the sugar in. So now is the time to be getting ready, to be thinking, to be chatting to Mommy and Granny and Daddy. Can we have pancakes for Shrove Tuesday? Can we have them for school lunch? Can we have them for supper? Maybe we can invite some of our friends around. Maybe we have friends who don't know much about Christianity. We can invite them, and it gives us a good opportunity to tell them what's going on in our festival of Lent. So, let's pray today. We pray for all the children listening to Radio Veritas and all the children in the country and indeed all the children in the world, that they might prepare well for Lent, and that they might have a joyous Shrove Tuesday and maybe reach out to some other people and tell them about Jesus. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.